Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gene Heiser. Batting second. The second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Gura. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Gura. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Howarth. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Willoughby. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Willoughby. And now, play ball. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Rudolph reaches second base with a double. Cardenal scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Larry Gura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Fanzone. Matthews moves to second. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heiser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heiser. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Heiser steals second. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Popovich hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willoughby fields it and throws to first for the out. Heiser moves to third. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Willoughby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willoughby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fuentes reaches second base with a double. There goes Willoughby trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Kessinger, who relays the ball to Fanzone who tags Willoughby for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuentes scores. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fanzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardenal for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rudolph hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rudolph. The throw from Rader and he is out, Fuentes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Rudolph and he is safe. Matthews steals second. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is 0-for-1 in the game. Howarth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to third. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matthews scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Willoughby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willoughby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Willoughby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura is 0-for-1 in the game. Gura is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Heiser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Popovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heiser moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fuentes hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heiser who is chasing the ball. Spear reaches third base with a triple. Bonds goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Giants. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spear scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is 0-for-2 in the game. Howarth hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenal moves to second. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rudolph for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Gurra covering, for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Willoughby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willoughby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Willoughby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Larry Gura. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a fly ball into center field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Adrian Garrett now playing left field. Bill Bonham now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fuentes hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Fanzone hits a fly ball towards center. Howarth catches it and throws to Spear, who relays to Fuentes to double up Pepitone. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman strikes out. 1 out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is 0-for-3 in the game. Howarth hits a fly ball into left field. Garrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sam McDowell now pitching. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Adrian Garrett. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.